Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, you know, I've talked about so many times about over-sanitization of our society, and we also talk about microbiomes and gut bacteria. You hear us talk about that with Dr. Holly and Felicia Stoller and all these people. We talk about the good. Michael Roizen talks about these things on his show all the time. Gut bacteria, well, as it turns out, and one of the hottest topics in medicine right now, concerns the relationship between the body's bacteria and a range of serious diseases. We're seeing more autoimmune diseases, Crohn's disease, lupus, MS, fibromyalgia, polymyalgia. We're seeing all of these autoimmune diseases popping up, and even some cancers and obesity. And are we super sanitizing ourselves into illness and thinking that by being clean, we're preventing disease? So all of those sanitizing products, hand sanitizers and antibacterial cleaners and laundry detergents and all of these different things that we're using could be really killing our good bacteria. And some of that bacteria is not going to come back. Whether we take prebiotics, probiotics, some of those things are absolutely not going to come back. So what can you do about it? That's what we do here, is we talk about what you can do. So you can take a probiotic every single day to at least fight that off. You can not buy your chicken and your meat with hormones and antibiotics in them. You can eat foods like garlic and asparagus and leeks and onions and oats and lentils and artichokes, things that do contain wonderful prebiotics in them, naturally occurring in nature. You can eat fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi and pickles. Those all act as prebiotics. They're so, so good for you, all of those fermented foods. If you've never tried kimchi, go ahead and try it. If you want to have a Reuben tonight, put some lot of sauerkraut and some pickles on there. Make sure you include pickles on everything you eat, because those things are so, so good for you. So you might think that by keeping your hands clean and your counters clean and using those sanitizers everywhere and putting your kids on antibiotics every time they get an earache might be helpful, but it could be damaging your whole gut bacteria, which could be contributing to disease. So think about that the next time you want to go on antibiotics. This is Melanie Cole. We got great stuff coming up. Stay tuned.